New Zealand PM's anti-racism hypocrisy Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand, is being lauded round the world for her response to the killing of 50 people at two mosques in Christchurch on the 15th of March. She has promised restrictions on automatic weapons and refuses to use the name of the killer. She has also promised an anti-racist program. Yet, a Labour Party is in a coalition government with the national populist New Zealand First, which is anti-immigration, and has 9 MPs. The Labour Party also has a confidence and supply arrangement with the Greens. Despite the fact that the leader of New Zealand First is part Maori, he has proposed policies that are detrimental to New Zealand's indigenous people. His proposal to abolish the Maori electorates was dropped when the party joined the coalition. New Zealand First espouses a mixture of left and right populist policies, but it is deeply conservative on social issues and law and order, which disproportionately affects Maoris, who are 15% of the 4.9 million population of New Zealand, but 50% of the prison population. They want to restrict immigration to between 7,000 and 15,000 seriously qualified people a year, who must assimilate. In 2007, the deputy leader, Peter Brown, said, "If we continue this open-door policy, there is a real danger we will be inundated with people who have no intention of integrating into our society. They will form their own mini-societies to the detriment of integration, and that will lead to division, friction, and resentment." This is the sort of language that has stoked Islamophobia and racism around the world, including in New Zealand. If Ardern is serious about her anti-racism agenda, she needs to start with her coalition partner. Claire Wilkins, Nottingham,